The SR-71 was designed as a spy plane for the CIA in the 60s and designated the A-12. The Mach 3 Plus aircraft first flew in 1962, taking off from Groom Lake Air Base in Area 51. Later, once the Air Force took over the operation, it was designated the SR-71 Blackbird. My friend Chuck, an SR-71 pilot, related to me an in-flight incident he had in the 1970s. He was returning from a reconnaissance flight, was at an altitude of 74,000 feet and a speed of Mach 3, three times the speed of sound. He noticed something flickering in his peripheral vision. Hovering over his left wingtip was a ball of dense plasma-like light. When he stared at it for more than a few seconds, it hurt his eyes. Chuck tried to use his UHF, VHF, and HF communication sets to no avail. There was nothing but static. Repeatedly glancing at the ball of light, he watched in amazement as it moved effortlessly about his aircraft. At one point, the light positioned itself a few feet in front of the spike cone of the air intake inlet. The enormous amount of air rushing into the engines should have sucked in and shredded almost anything in its path, but the light orb was mysteriously unaffected. The light, he noted, acted in a curious manner, if something inanimate could act in a curious manner, or act in any manner at all. It moved from time to time to other parts of the aircraft, staying until his approach to Beale Air Force Base, California. It was inside of the air base when the plasma ball finally pulled away from the aircraft in a wide arc at ever-increasing speeds. Of course, after reading his incident report, his operations commander told him never to speak of this incident. When Chuck related the story to me, he was absolutely convinced this plasma ball was controlled by some form of intelligence.